Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from Luke chapter 2, especially these verses, the words of the angels. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You may be seated. Aside from Joseph and Mary, who were the first ones to hear the news that the Christ had been born in Bethlehem? Doesn't seem like it was the neighbors in town or anyone who was in the village of Bethlehem themselves, but it was the certain poor shepherds out in the fields at night. While tending their flocks out on the hillsides, lonely and difficult work, an angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Christmas finds us like these shepherds. We too have watch over our flocks. We have responsibilities and duties in life. Not flocks of sheep, true, but all of us have duties toward families, students, employees, customers, clients, neighbors, and friends. And even now, at this hour, we aren't far removed from the cares and responsibilities of daily life. And even as we gather here, others may still be working even now. 2,000 years ago, the shepherds out in the field had no idea what God was up to in nearby Bethlehem with a young woman and her firstborn son tucked away in a manger. They were just doing their job. And we won't truly understand what this means, this birth, this baby, this Christmas, until we join the shepherds and hear the angels' words. Dear friends, on this Christmas Eve, rejoice. Rejoice because the good news of Jesus' birth is meant for all people, and especially for you. Just as the Lord sent an angel, his messenger, to announce the coming birth of this child to Mary and later to Joseph, so he also sent an angel to announce it to the shepherds. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The shepherds heard, and they believed, which is an absolutely amazing thing. By this word of God, the Holy Spirit gave them faith in the Christ child. I mean, imagine having an angel come and then believing that a child laid in a manger in the nearby nothing town would be the Savior of the world. But they believed. This is always how faith is created and sustained. By the word of God. That word but preached and spoken and read to us. Without Holy Scripture, without the preaching of Jesus as our Savior from sin, no one can become or remain a Christian for long. But where Scripture is read and faithfully preached as God's true word, there the good news is still announced. A Savior, Christ the Lord, has been born. So one thing I would encourage you to do tonight is to give thanks to God for the word that you have heard and for those who have brought this message to you, for faithful pastors and Sunday school teachers, for parents or friends or grandparents or neighbors. And if you are a parent or a grandparent, I urge you to do that for your children and grandchildren as well. Be the messenger who brings to them the good news of the Savior born for them. The same message delivered long ago by God's angels to certain poor shepherds. The shepherds were told that this good news would be for all people. The words "all people" make you a part of the nativity story. The point isn't simply that a baby was born. That's wonderful, of course. Each child is a marvelous gift of God. And the point isn't just that a baby was born to a virgin. That's certainly an amazing miracle. But the point is that this baby born to a virgin was born for you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David. The angel was addressing more than one or two shepherds out in the fields. He had in mind all people, people of every time and every place, including us gathered here in Westminster in 2025 on Christmas Eve. He had you in mind. Even if you are low and despised like those shepherds, even if you were only a newborn child, infant like Mary's child, even if you feel run down and worn out by the cares and responsibilities of life, the good news is for you. Unto you is born this child, a Savior, Christ the Lord. The birth of Jesus is a historical fact. This really happened at a real time and a real place, but I think that we should think of Jesus' birth more as if it were current events. Why? Because his birth is a past event that with a present reality that involves you and your world. Christmas is about God's gift for each of you in this child born of Mary. All that this child has, all that this child is, all that this child has done, he was and is and did for you. Baby Jesus was called the shepherd's Savior by the angel. I think that that's high praise coming from the heavenly host who stand in the presence of God. That word Savior takes us all the way back in the Bible to the book of Genesis and all the way forward to the book of Revelation. It assumes that the shepherds needed salvation. And it points to God's saving grace for them in sending his Son. And it anticipates their final deliverance on the last day. And we're no different than those shepherds, are we? I mean, really, we too are sinners, destined to die because of sin. And we, like them, need this Savior and his salvation. And if you don't believe that you are a sinner, or you don't believe that you need his salvation, then you might as well skip Christmas. Because what we celebrate this night is part and parcel of everything that Jesus did, of his sacrificial death for sin and his glorious triumph over the grave. He was born for the cross and the tomb. Christmas leads to Good Friday and to Easter and to the Ascension and to the Second Coming. It's a package deal. The birth, the death, the resurrection, the ascension, and the return of Jesus, all contained in that one word, Savior. The child who was born in Bethlehem is the gift that keeps on giving. The angel also gave the shepherds a sign by which to find this child. He told them how the baby would be wrapped and where he would be lying. This will be a sign for you. For you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. They were told exactly where and how to find Jesus, their Savior. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." The birth of Jesus connects heaven and earth. Jesus brings glory to God in heaven because he reveals God's great love for the world and for sinners. And the whole host of heaven praises God for his love in sending his only begotten Son to be born of the Virgin Mary for us men and for our salvation. And Jesus brings peace on earth because he forgives sin and he removes guilt and he bears punishment and he delivers from death. Through this child, God receives glory and man, you and I, receive peace. The shepherds believed this good news and they rejoiced. When the angels went away from them into heaven, they said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Having heard what the angel said, having listened to the great Gloria sung by the whole heavenly host, they went to the very place where they had been promised the Savior. They heard what the angel said, and they responded by saying, "Let's go." And then they left with their sin for Bethlehem. What about us? Where will we go? We can't go to Bethlehem. And we have no promise of finding the Savior there anywhere, anyway. So where might we go to see Jesus? Where are the swaddling clothes that wrap him? Where is the manger for you today and every day? In which direction would our great joy send us? Where shall we find the blessing and the gift that reinvigorates our daily life so that we take up our responsibilities and our callings with renewed joy? Run to the Scriptures, to God's holy and precious word, and you will find the swaddling clothes and the manger in which Christ lies. It looks like plain and simple dress, just a book filled with words, but precious is the treasure, Christ, who lies there. And in the same way, look to holy baptism and treasure the holy gift of absolution, the forgiveness that you receive in the church. And rejoice in the Lord's Supper, the holy and precious body and blood of Jesus, because in these places, the Savior, wrapped in his word, has been laid to bring you his salvation. Listen to what the messenger has said. Here is Christ the Lord, true man and true God, born and yes, crucified and risen and ascended and returning to. Here is a Savior for you. Joy to the world, dear friends, and joy to you as well. So in celebrating Christmas, we cannot do better than the shepherds. Let's go to where Jesus is. Let us continue to hear his word and to receive his gifts. Come and adore him. And make haste tonight and always to the Christ born for all people, but especially born for you. In Jesus' name.